Courtney Zitch is a student at the University of Texas.
Courtney, how did you find your way into laboratory science?
This is kind of an embarrassing story. I've actually been interested in medicine and health-related sciences for a very long time. I read a lot as a child, and my mother was sick of me reading children's books so fast, and so she went to the store and bought like the first book she found on the shelf that was like 300 pages, hoping it would stop me and keep me quiet in the car for a long time. And it wound up being a medical thriller by Robin Cook, which actually wound up being about radiation as a way to, I guess, actively euthanize long-term ICU care patients. And it just really turned me on to the field of medicine and the field of health. Other books he writes are about epidemiologists and tracking infections. And so really, I got into health and medicine through reading really trashy medical thrillers, yes. For the longest time, I was convinced that I was going to go into medical school. I did clinical rotation programs in high school. I went and observed in different areas of the hospital for 3-week periods. Like, I was in a surgery rotation and an ER rotation and, like, a clinical care unit and in the lab. And I found that in the lab was where the friendliest people were and where I could ask the most probing questions and not feel like I was imposing on the doctors and nurses. The reason that I decided not to go into medicine was because I liked learning about the disease better than I did how to cure it in a patient. And I decided that I liked the study of pathogens better than the more personal interaction with people. That actually is one of the major appeals of public health. I can still feel that I'm helping people without the direct interaction that I would rather not have.